Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
More than two plays and get your field goal unit on the field if this ball is completed or the clock is running.
Williams slings it. Williams, Loveland, bangs off his man. He's going to score.
Home,
Colston Loveland in a jaw dropper.
And go up a point at the end, finish the game. Like, just end it. Like, that's it. Like, that's what we need to do. Just end the game. Like, make them get us the ball back. Let us go to 22 victory and let's end the game.
Well, there's Chase Brown, running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. And you heard there on the call, Colston Loveland, one of his two touchdowns, his breakout game for the Chicago Bears as they stunned the Bengals 47-42 in one of the wildest games of the year.
Yeah,
I mean, if this was a playoff game, we'd be talking about it like we're talking about Game 7 of the World Series, which we'll get into as the show progresses. But Chase Brown saying probably, Vinny, what every person on the offensive side of the football was probably saying for the last couple of years, quite frankly.
No doubt.
Like, what the bleep, dude? I mean, Joe Flacco, 40 years old, throws four touchdown passes. Did turn the ball over three times. Let's not forget that. But even with all of it, they march down the field, score with less than a minute left. And then Caleb Williams throws that number 27, the safety for the Bengals. What the hell was that? Geno Stone, futile attempt to chase. I'm not even a Bengals fan. And quite frankly, it works out great for the Ravens.
Yeah.
But I felt bad for them. Like, everything you've overcome to put yourself in a position to succeed, and then your defense, again, just kind of bones you.
Bob, how about the catches Higgins made?
One on the sideline was like Lynn Swan in Super Bowls. But Chase Brown finally erupted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get the bleep. Get a stop. Let's go to 22. Let's take a knee and let's get out of here. And they could not do anything of the sort. I mean, we sit here and bitch about the Ravens, and they are still 3-5, but in a much better situation than they were a week ago today.
Mm-hmm.
But come on.
Well, they said Chase was walking into the up the tunnel yelling, one stop, just one stop.
Yeah.
Just get one.
last week he was kind of running hot as well. So we sit here and lament Ravens football. Now they're kind of in a situation where they're favored to win the division again. Minnesota's game just got a little more interesting because
yes,
J.J. McCarthy, they just wanted Detroit. And then you've
think
got
we're going to see a blitz, Bob?
Cleveland. Oh, no doubt. I mean, old Goff was running for his life. But J.J. McCarthy on a bum ankle was doing some good stuff, throwing touch, whatever. Point is, Cincinnati's a team that looks like it's about to implode. because now they're divided within.
No doubt.
And I think that was a pretty obvious statement there from an offensive player.
Well, it's been, what, 2 weeks in a row? Bob, the offense has scored, what, 39 and 41 and lost. It's like the two games against the Ravens.
Yeah, Joe Burrow threw 9 touchdown passes against the Ravens last year, and they lost both games.
Yeah.
So, once again, whoever's putting that defense together has not done a very good job of doing so. And I know Hendrickson's banged up, but the safety is the secondary play is abysmal.
Well, I don't know. Like, Anarumo is at Indy doing a decent job there. And the guy was the D coordinator. The guy who's doing it now was the D coordinator for Notre Dame last year, and they went to the national championship game. I think it's a talent, Bob. They don't have any talent. That's the problem. They got no talent whatsoever on the defensive side of the ball, and they haven't for a couple of years. They've been whiffing on their draft picks is the problem.
They went young and secondary, and it blew up in their face.
Safety's killed them. You know, they paid Geno Stone a bunch of money, and, you know, he can't. They got two safeties that can't run.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, they got a lot of issues.
And the offense is cooking as well as any offense in the NFL right now.
No doubt.
I mean, Joe Flacco getting the ball to Chase and Higgins and, you know, Noah Fant, Chase Brown after a slow start. He's putting up big numbers, but they just cannot stop anybody. So, as you think he got it bad in Baltimore, imagine what it's like in Cincinnati when you have a prolific offense and you've spent a ton of dough to make sure you have one. Your defense has been neglected and is costing you games and has been for a couple of seasons.
Well, you're ruining your window.
Yeah.
Of opportunity.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's the biggest problem, isn't whatever they do, whoever the new coaches are going to be or whatever, they better go look at that defense. The offense is fine. You better square away that defense because it is pathetic.
And if you want to see the highs and lows of a football game, just watch Zach Taylor's reaction when Flacco hit Jokovic with, what, 47 seconds, whatever it was. And then when they scored that touchdown with 17, it was like, oh, man, crushing turn of events. So the Bengals lose. Their defense stinks. We don't want to stick a fork in them because they can still score with the best. But the Joe Burrow scenario for this season is what? I mean,
done.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's done. You know, I mean, Bob, it was like ambitious for them to think he'd be back in December. So, I mean, now there's no need for him to be back, just like no need for Jaden Daniels to be in that game last night at 38-7, and he's out for the season.
Brutal, dislocated his left elbow, so he's done. He was in an air cast. Dan Quinn, you know, compete and all this. I mean, that game was over through three quarters.
Oh, my God. I checked out at halftime.
It was a snooze fest.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold dealing.
The thing is, though, like, if you're the Bengals coach, you know, if you're Zach Taylor and you see Flacco do that, you're saying, we're 4-5, you know, and we're only a game behind, you know, two games behind Pittsburgh, and we got to play them twice, you know, so then that is just crushing.
The last 2 weeks, you're blowing out the Jets.
That's
you lose
true.
That
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
They should be 5-4.
No doubt.
Right now. Instead, they're reeling it up against it. Steelers, who had scuffled. Of course, Ravens were on a bye, so we don't have a win to talk about there. They're back at it this week, getting ready for the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday at 1 o'clock. As 3.5-point favorites, by the way, Baltimore is. Mm. Pittsburgh wins at home against the Colts. Danny Dimes, 5 turnovers. Whew. Giants fans probably like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah, but the Colts turned the ball over 6 times and still didn't get blown out.
No.
They were in the game. Warren had a couple of TDs for the Steelers. Only the second loss of the year for Indianapolis, but they were favored on the road, and Pittsburgh handled their business. They stemmed the tide after a couple of consecutive losses. Is Pittsburgh back? I don't even know what they're supposed to be, quite frankly, but a win at home over a really good team, at least at this stage of the season, is a feather in their cap. So now they regroup a little bit. And for the Colts, I mean, Jonathan Taylor was a non-factor.
Yeah,
Danny Dimes was running for his life the entirety of said game. And they had two dudes, the Colts, over 100 yards receiving and still couldn't get anything done because they kept turning the football over. Pittsburgh's got 2 wins against New England, where the Patriots turned it over 5 times, and then last night, or yesterday afternoon, rather, against the Colts where they turned it over six times.
Yeah. And Bob, you get six turnovers and you win by seven. And it's not over till late in the, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, it's still the same defense. They played good in two games, you know, and they played really well in those two games and they got a ton of turnovers, you know, so give them credit. Now, is that going to be them every week? No, that won't be. They'll go back to, you know, what they were.
So the Ravens get to watch everybody else. Cleveland was on a bye as well. Mm-hmm. So Cincinnati loses. Pittsburgh wins. Cincinnati loses at home to Chicago as they put up 47 on one of the worst defenses, maybe the worst. Based on their fourth quarter performance, they're the worst defense in football. I know stats might paint another picture, but, I mean, they've had both at home, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Against Jets in Chicago, where they've had defeat snatched from the jaws of victory. So the Ravens get to kick back. They've won two in a row. They're on the super terrific mini bye, and they'll get back. They trade Jaire Alexander to the Philadelphia Eagles, who also get Jalen Phillips today from the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think
for a third round pick.
That's a big get for them because and we talked about it last week. Jalen Phillips, I thought he was their best rusher going into that game, and the connection is Vic Fangio, who's this Eagles defensive coordinator, was the defensive coordinator of Miami 2 years ago. So he must have wanted Phillips, you know. And I thought against the Ravens, I thought Chubb was the best one. And normally if the Ravens go get a guy, he played good against the Ravens. And, I mean, because he took Patrick Ricard that one time, just threw him backwards, you know. And if they went and got Chubb, he'd be their best pass rusher today.
Trade deadline is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
So the Ravens busting a move. What are they doing? I mean,
they got to be on the phone. I mean, Chubb, there's people available, Bob. So, I mean, and, you know, they said that a lot of people have called. I'm sure the Ravens called. Eric probably didn't want to give up the three. And the Ravens' three right now would be better than Philly's three. So if you both gave up threes, I'm sure you would get them. So the Ravens wouldn't. Ravens wouldn't go to three for Phillips, but if they go get Chubb, I think it's the problem is both a rental.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, so you're giving up a decent pick unless you're going to sign them.
Yeah, but you're in it to win it.
No question about it.
The AFC, Buffalo beat Kansas City again. That's nice. That's interesting, but do it in January where they can't do it. And I was talking to Robbie at Robbie's First Base this morning. Baltimore and Buffalo in the same situation. Regular season, Ravens handle their business against the Bills for the most part.
Yes.
Didn't do it this year. Were for three quarters plus. Can't beat them in playoffs. Josh Allen is like, okay, that's great. You beat him in early November. When you're going to beat him, whether it's home or away, Patrick Mahomes we're talking about, in the playoffs. So you can stack all these wins, and you can run pass Earl Campbell on the all-time rushing list for touchdowns. That's awesome. When are you going to get over that January hump and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are in the very same boat, no matter. Get by Kansas City, and neither team has been able to do so. Joe Burrow did a few years ago, but they're not going to be an issue this year. But which one gets over that hump first to really define legacies, Aaron?
Yeah. Well, the thing for Buffalo yesterday, Bob, the tight ends kind of got into the play yesterday. You know, it wasn't the receivers, it was the tight ends. But that was Mahomes' worst game he's played, you know, percentage-wise, passing-wise. And they still almost had a, they still had a chance to tie it at the end, you know. So, I mean, that was his – if the game's in Kansas City, I think Kansas City wins, Bob.
Yeah, and the kicker doinked one off the goalpost. Yeah. Remember, he choked in the playoffs
a
couple years ago, which helped cost him the game there. So anyway, NFL, we got a lot to get to. There's a game tonight, Arizona taking on the Cowboys, two beleaguered teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.